Welcome to the Disney Wedding Podcast, brought to you by Carrie Hayward's Fairy Tale Weddings Guide, the only guidebook and bridal organizer tailored exclusively to Disney's fairy tale weddings at Walt Disney World. I'm Carrie Hayward, and each week I feature a different aspect of Disney weddings, from the latest news, information, and money-saving tips, to interviews with wedding vendors and real Disney brides and grooms. I also cover honeymoons, anniversaries, and engagements at the Disney parks and resorts. Join me now as the Disney Wedding Podcast celebrates romance at Disney destinations. Today on the Disney Wedding Podcast, I am speaking with Courtney Bronson about her wedding pavilion ceremony, her champagne reception at the Whitehall Room, and her meal at California Grill's Napa Room. I thought you guys would be interested to hear how she chose these locations and how she planned everything and how it all turned out. So welcome, Courtney.
Hi, Carrie. It's lovely to be talking to you on the podcast today.
Thanks so much for being on the show today. I'd love to start at the very beginning and find out how you and your fiancé decided to have a Disney wedding.
We decided it because my husband's a cast member, technically. He works at ESPN. So when we were deciding, we were trying to figure out, first of all, we wanted a small ceremony. I think that's what we just generally came down to because we both come from really big Italian families. And we were just thinking, we just wanted something small and intimate, but also ultimately really special. We wanted like our close family to be there. I wanted my grandparents to be there especially. And both sets of my grandparents live in Florida, and he had aunts and uncles that lived in Florida too. So ultimately it ended up being like more economical to go through Disney, surprisingly, just between like his discount that he gets down there. We were able to book a room. We were able to book the Napa room, get like a bit of a discount that way. So that's ultimately like what pushed us. Plus Disney's just always been so special, like to my family. We've been down, gosh, a couple times every year for like 8 to 10 years. I wanted to share that with Andy, and we went together in 2018, just the two of us, and he had an amazing time. So he was actually the one who suggested it. He was like, well, we had such a great time in Disney. Why don't we have the wedding down here? You know, we'll just bring our immediate family and we'll have the wedding. And after everything's said and done, we're on vacation and we could spend even more time with them. And it ended up being just the best vacation. Like, it was so great.
So how did your friends and family react when they found out where the wedding was going to be?
Ultimately, everybody was really excited. It was, you know, a Disney trip. We have two young nieces, and, you know, as soon as they heard they were going down for Disney, it was like, oh my gosh, can we go now? So everybody was pretty excited. My parents were thrilled. My grandma, my goodness, like, she was so excited. She was asking every day about planning. Her and my mom were, you know, big assets in helping me plan everything right down to the minute, you know, because I'm very much a type B personality person. So I'm just like, yeah, you know, we'll figure it out when we get there. You know, we'll figure out the details as we go. But thankfully, between, you know, my mother and my grandmother, and then Andy on top of that, who's also very type A, everything just was planned out perfect. So the only downside, and it was a big one, it was my brother ended up not being able to show up. My brother doesn't do planes. So that was really hard. And ultimately, like, my brother and I like talked things out, and we ended up doing like a mini reception up here in Connecticut, and it was beautiful. Like, they ended up surprising me. Like, after we went to the dress fitting and my brother saw me in a wedding dress, he took me out to this Italian restaurant. They had like a Tangled themed cake. They had a customized portrait of my husband and I, like, as a wedding gift.
Wow.
It was so nice, you know, so just besides that, everybody else was on board, and it was great.
So how many guests did you invite and how many were able to make the trip?
We ended up inviting about 25 people. You know, we did keep it small. We kept it to just like our immediate family, which was good.
Did you set up a room block?
No, we ended up, my parents and my grandmother stayed one night at the Grand Floridian Villas, which ended up being great because my mom did my hair and like I did my makeup because my husband and I ended up staying at the Polynesian Resort, like at the concierge level. And I started doing my makeup there. And then I realized like for as beautiful as the room was, like we had this amazing room with a theme park view. I was doing my makeup and I'm like, okay, the lighting in here isn't great. But thankfully my mom was like, okay, you know, the lighting's a lot better like here in the villas. Why don't you like pack all your stuff and let's go over there. So my husband helped out. He basically used his discount to get cheaper rates on the rooms. As for my husband's parents and his family, they ended up staying at a timeshare. So they ended up saving money that way. It was something where it was a small condo. They all like stayed together in there. And everybody else came in like, you know, they already lived in Florida, pretty close by. So they just drove in, which was nice.
So how did you decide on your day of the week and time of day?
That one was actually interesting. So we were trying to keep like, you know, the heat in mind just because, you know, I had my grandparents there and, you know, they're older. I wanted them to be as comfortable as possible. And I wasn't sure if the wedding pavilion itself was like air conditioned. That was just something we weren't sure about. But, you know, just in case, we wanted to, you know, just make sure everyone was comfortable on their trips. So we chose February at first. I was thinking, especially because I'm a teacher and I was trying to figure out when's the least busy time that I can get. Me being gone for 2 weeks isn't going to be like, you know, a huge issue. We tried for February. Turned out that there was some kind of convention going on. So we couldn't get our room and we couldn't get that wedding date in February. So ultimately, we decided on January 14th, and it ended up being a significant time because the year before our wedding, Andy had wanted his uncle to be there, but ultimately his uncle passed away from cancer a couple months before the wedding. So we ended up January 14th was his birthday. So that it just felt right. It felt like something. You know, we had a chance to honor his uncle. We invited his aunt and all his cousins. And we did a toast in his honor with Genesee's cream ale. That was it. And Andy's mom, like, passed it out. And we did a toast. We ended up doing on January 14th. And it was just really special.
So then how did you guys choose your ceremony and reception venues?
We chose a ceremony venue. You know, the wedding pavilion just meant so much to me because I remember when I would go, like, when I was younger and, you know, when you're on the monorail and it's like, and now we're passing the wedding pavilion, you know, in Disney's Seven Seas Lagoon. And it always just was something where it's like, wow, I would love to get married there someday. You know, it's just, it's so beautiful. And it really is just like that ideal fairy tale wedding scene. You know, even though we had like a small party, you know, as far as guests go, I just thought it was really nice.
Did you request Whitehall for the toast or how did that work out?
It went hand in hand, like because we chose the wedding pavilion and we were doing the contemporary, we just figured the smoothest way to do that was just everybody goes from the pavilion over to Whitehall, and then we still had limo service, so we just kind of had everybody go either through the limo. The only people that didn't use the limo were my parents and my grandparents. My parents were really great, and they helped my grandparents get over to the contemporary, So they took a separate car that just would be easier on them.
And how did you choose the Napa room for the reception?
For the food. It was the quickest, easiest way. I remember going through menus and like trying to remember what is the best place to have a good meal. Because Andy and I come from big Italian families, and the way that we show love is, you know, we want to feed our people and we want to give them a meal that they're never going to forget. And California Grill just had the best consistent reviews, and the food looked phenomenal. And I was like, let's do this. You know, if we're going to do a meal, like let's just do a meal that we will never forget, and everybody's just going to love all around.
Got it. Do you have any favorite menu items or cake flavors you can recommend?
Yeah, we ended up going with our wedding coordinator, Lindsay, was great because she said, hey, by the way, just so you know, there is a new Tangled-themed wedding cake. Because I told her, like, I wanted as close to Tangled-themed colors for a theme as we could get. So she showed us this best day ever cake. And I was like, it had all the floating lanterns on top. It had gold lettering that said best day ever. And it was just so perfect. It was whimsical. It was fun. The flavors that we chose were churro. And it was milk chocolate, buttercream filling. And oh my gosh, everybody loved it. It was so good.
That's so great to hear. Did you guys add any kind of entertainment to the reception?
We ended up making our own playlist to help make ends meet. While we were saving up for the wedding, I took a second job at Best Buy of all places. And what was nice about that was we got a good discount for a portable speaker that, even though it was small, it had a lot of power. And my husband ended up making like a really lovely playlist, and it had songs that everybody could like. So we were able to do dancing that way. And I mean, we had the Happily Ever fireworks. Those happened right after hors d'oeuvres because we did have a charcuterie board that everybody ate when they first entered the Napa room. And then we were directed to go check out the fireworks right after that because we arrived at the Napa room at 7:30.
Can you give my listeners a timeline of how the day ran?
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, like my day and Andy's day were very different in the beginning because I woke up like at 6 a.m. I was just so excited and that he was at his timeshare and I was at the Polynesian. So at 6 o'clock, I got up. I went down to concierge to, you know, get some breakfast. I was actually super nervous. So, you know, I was just kind of drinking like pog juice and just having like some fruit. And then I let my father and my grandmother in because, you know, they wanted to check up on me. They came in like at 7 and I told them, I'm going to go upstairs. I'm going to take a shower. I'm going to start putting my makeup on and getting ready. And I told my dad and my grandma, you know, enjoy concierge, have breakfast, you know, keep in touch with my mom because meanwhile, my mom was getting ready in the Grand Floridian Villa. She wanted to make sure that her hair was done, her makeup was done, and that by the time I got there, she was already set. She didn't have to worry about herself. So basically around 9 o'clock, I had just gotten my foundation done. I've always been into makeup. So I figured my own wedding day, this is what all my training, all those YouTube tutorials, this is what it was for. I was going to, you know, take all that, what I learned and put it to the test. And around 9 o'clock, I realized like the lighting was just not enough. Like I wasn't getting, I just felt like I couldn't see as well as I could for like eye makeup. And I didn't want to accidentally do like too heavy of a look. I really wanted to just look glowy and natural, but glamorous, you know, like that weird precarious balance that you have to do for wedding makeup, which is like, I want to look natural, but also I want to glow like a baby angel. And it was just, it was crazy. I think got it all came together, but at the time it was just like, ah, try to figure it out. But yeah, so at 9:30, I went over to my parents' room at the Grand Floridian Villa, where I was able to finish my makeup around, gosh, I think my mom started my hair at 11 because our first looks were at 2 o'clock. So my mom did like an amazing, she did curled my hair and did like these beautiful ringlets, and the roots came by like at around 1:30. We did our first look. You know, the roots took a couple pictures in the room, just of me getting ready. They took pictures with me and my mother and my grandma, because my parents and my grandma, they really made everything special. They decorated the room. When I went in, like, there were gifts on the bed for me. One of the ones that was the most special was my parents gave me, like, this amethyst ring that, you know, was like, you know, Rapunzel's dress purple. And it was so special. And my grandma gave me like a jewelry box, like different props. So like the jewelry box was used to display like my engagement ring and my wedding band. And then at 2 o'clock we had our first looks, and this is where like I had nervous butterflies the whole time, and I'm like, okay, you know, just go, go, go. And then when I touched Andy's hand, like, because they had Andy on one end of a column and me on like another end. We did our first look in the lobby of the Grand Floridian Villas. So they tell us to do that like thing that they always have all wedding couples do sometimes, which is like hold his hand. And I'm like, okay, I think everything's all right now. And then when I saw him, it was so great. You know, it was a big relief. Like, oh, okay, we're getting married. And like, it just like the joy of the day was finally like kicking in. So the ceremony was at 5. So between from 2 to 5, like we were doing first look pictures. Everybody was starting to arrive like around 4 o'clock. And I was just doing last minute touch ups. And then what else did we do? We got married. We got married. We got married at 5, and the ceremony, Reverend Kevin Knox officiated. He was amazing. It was a beautiful ceremony. Could not have gone any better. Ceremony ended around 5:45. 6:30, we all met up at the White Hall, and we had a champagne toast. We had drinks, and my maid of honor and my brother-in-law, who was the best man, gave amazing speeches. They were so sweet. And there was a violinist who played songs at on request. So we had our first dance. I danced with my father. Andy was able to dance with his mother. Then by 7 o'clock, we were all in the Napa room, and we just had our reception. We ate, we drank, we hugged, we kissed. It was a perfect night. It was all a blur. I think that's like, you know, they always say that you gotta just like take in the moment, because before you know it, like your wedding is done and you know, you don't remember much. And it's like it really all felt like a dream. It was unbelievable. And when I look at pictures, I'm just like, wow, it was such an incredible day. I was so happy.
That's wonderful. When you were planning, what were some of the most important aspects where you focused your attention or your budget?
Photography, that was because, you know, we were in Disney. The location's really unique, it's special. So we knew right away that, like, if we were gonna put extra money aside for something, we wanted the best photographers we could find. And I did my research, found out about the roots and heard that they were really great when it came to Disney weddings. So Andy and I emailed them. We ended up having like a really great rapport with them. They're just such lovely people, and we knew right away like they're worth every penny. They were so easy to work with. They were so professional, and the photos came out better than I could ever have imagined. So that was where like our big priority was. And then our second priority was definitely the food, even though we knew like it was going to cost a little extra to do like the Napa room in California Grill. You know, we figured like we should do that. It was, plus we had to meet a minimum anyway in order to have the Napa room, but you know, to feed over 20 people, it was, you know, pretty easy to meet that. And everybody, we had such great meals. And working with through Disney Weddings, honestly, like you don't even, I didn't think too hard about other aspects like floral. I was just like, okay, I'm doing the escape package. So these are the flowers I want. And I didn't even realize like how nice they would be. Like my bouquet was absolutely amazing. Totally worth every penny. My flowers for my maid of honor and for the flower girls was really great. It was really easy. Like just certain things, like other than photography, we just followed like the steps to plan an escape package wedding. It was really great.
And what aspects were less important, where you saved your money or your effort?
We saved money mostly through travel costs. We didn't take a plane. We drove down. We ended up buying like our own serving knives and like our champagne flutes for our toasts. We all got either through Things Remembered, like because I took advantage of Christmas and Black Friday sales. I used Magic Wand Weddings on Etsy for our wedding invitations, our menus, and our programs, just so everything could be cohesive. And because we had a small party, like we only had 20 people, so it just made sense. Like, okay, go through Etsy. They're going to be beautiful. And we're not paying much because we're, you know, only inviting like immediate family. So I think we just had, because we had such a small intimate ceremony, we had more room, wiggle room as far as like in our budget. The original plan was to have a really huge party up here in Connecticut and New York for everybody that we couldn't invite. But because of COVID, we got to put that on pause. But it is going to happen. We are planning a bigger reception with the rest of like our extended family, all of our friends that we couldn't invite. But because like our party was so small, that's where we end up saving the most money. Yeah.
What ended up being your favorite memory of the wedding day?
Gosh, there's so many to choose from. I would say the first look when Andy and I saw each other for the first time and the smile on his face. When he saw me, just filled my heart with so much joy. I actually started crying. And he was like, you can't cry because now I'm going to cry. And it was just really sweet. The Roots ended up capturing it in a picture. But Andy always does this thing where, like, if I'm getting emotional, he'll come over to me and he gives me a kiss on my forehead. Yeah, and when he proposed to me, he did it on a lake in New York, and he actually hired a friend of his to do the photography. And that picture that the Roots took mirrors when Andy proposed to me, and he gave me the same kind of forehead kiss when I started crying when he like proposed, and I was like, I'm engaged, and it's literally the same, like, same pose where I was crying and I'm like, we're getting married. This is so good.
That's wonderful. Did anything go wrong or just not turn out like you expected?
Not really. Like, that day, I was amazed. Like, everything went so smoothly. The only thing that I think was, like, a bit of an oops was in the rush of everything, I never got my dress. I had a long train on my dress. I forgot to ask my coordinator to bustle my dress before the first dance. So here we are. My husband and I are doing our first dance to Your Song by Elton John. And were, you know, kind of just twirling. But then I realized, like, something's gathering, like, at my feet. And it was my the train of my dress was, like, wrapped around our feet. And so we just looked down and, like, we laughed. And I just took the dress and I just manhandled it and, like, pushed it aside so we could move again. Because we actually got, like, tangled up in the wedding dress, which, you know, was kind of apt for the theme of the wedding. But other than that, it was great. It ended up being like it was one of those things where it's just something to, you know, laugh about now. And even at the time, it wasn't like, oh my God, it was just, okay, yeah, we forgot to bustle the dress. That's all right.
Was there anything that seemed like a big deal beforehand and then it turned out not to be?
Yeah, doing the hair and makeup. I was so nervous about that because it was, you know, my mom and I were doing it. I never was worried about my mom. My mom's been doing my hair since, you know, I was a baby. She's a hairstylist, so she's been there for all my big events. You know, she did my hair for prom. She did my hair before my first date with my husband, and it only seemed fitting that she would style my hair for my wedding. So I wasn't worried about that. I was more worried about me with my makeup. Just, I had practiced a whole bunch of times, but, you know, as when it's the big day, there's always like a question of like, all right, what if like I'm going to break out? And then, you know, you try to remember like, oh no, don't get stressed because stress causes the breakouts. And it's like a vicious cycle that way. But it ended up turning out just fine. Everything ended up working out. You know, I never felt more beautiful in my life that day. Andy, you know, his day was super chill. He didn't wake up till noon. He went to, I think he got him and my sister-in-law, everybody, all his people got ready, like, at Senses. They went to the spa there. That's where, like, my nieces, they got their hair done. And that was a big thing, too. I wanted to make sure everybody was comfortable. I didn't want anyone to stress out. Too. I wanted everybody to be happy, comfortable. Also, I was concerned about having an evening wedding. I was worried that, you know, that's a long time for everybody to wait to eat, but it ended up being fine. I just made sure to tell Andy, like, you know, to tell his sister to, you know, let his sister know that the kids wouldn't be eating like until late. So make sure that they have like snacks at hand, and it turned out fine. Like, my nieces were totally great, except for one. The youngest, Cora, is 2 years old, and right in the middle of the ceremony, she decided to just leave. She walked down the stairs and she did like little laps around like the wedding pavilion, and it kind of helped me relax while I was up there, because I was wearing these shoes that, you know, they look beautiful, but oh my gosh, really hard on my feet. And I'm just like, okay, you know, just my feet are starting to hurt a little bit. But when I saw Cora like walk around, I could like focus on something else and also my husband.
Huh. Do you have any other tips or advice for future Disney couples?
Just have fun with it. You know, make it about you. Figure out what like your priorities are. If it's food, look it up. Yeah, I would just say do your homework on it. You know, there's plenty of resources. Your wedding guide was so useful for us because that was how we decided we were going to do an escape wedding. We weren't sure between, it was like, could we do wishes? If we do wishes, we can invite more people. But when we actually were coming down to, when we went through your guide, it was like, actually, escape would fit more because we were only going to invite immediate family anyway. And we actually could still do a lot of the things that you would get in a wishes wedding, but only pay the escape price. So we were able to book an escape wedding at the pavilion. We did the Napa room. And it still felt like a full, like, wedding with all the glamour and fun that you would expect from like a really big wedding.
Got it. Well, Courtney, I think you've offered a lot of great tips and advice for anyone who's interested in planning a Walt Disney World wedding, and I appreciate your taking the time.
Yeah, absolutely. This has been so nice.
That's our show for today. I'm your host, Carrie Hayward, inviting you to join me again next week for another episode of the Disney Wedding Podcast. In the meantime, send your comments, questions, and suggestions to info@disneyweddingpodcast.com. Past shows are available in iTunes and on the show site, disneyweddingpodcast.com. And for instant answers to all your Disney's Fairy Tale Weddings questions, check out Carrie Hayward's Fairy Tale Weddings Guide, available as an interactive ebook with continual free updates at fairytaleweddingsguide.com.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.